is a News 1130 special report.
And we're talking today about Buffy St. Marie, the authorized biography. First of all, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, I've been writing about Canadian music for, you know, a long time, and Buffy's story is just so interesting and so fascinating, and I thought kind of relatively unknown, even though she is definitely an icon. There's still so little known about her and her music compared to, say, Neil Young or Joni Mitchell. And we did an interview together in 2015 for Power in the Blood, and we just had a really amazing time on the phone together. And at the end of it, she was like, "I don't want to stop talking." And I was like, "I don't either." And so when people are asking what, like, my next book would be at the time, I said, "Oh, I'd like to write a biography of Buffy St. Marie," but never thinking that it would be like my second book. And now here we are.
A side question. How did you get Joni Mitchell to write a foreword?
Credit to my editor at Greystone, Jen Kroll. I had asked, sent a request to Joni's people to see if she would be interviewed for the book, because I knew that, you know, Buffy had carried her tapes for a long time, had really been sort of opening doors for her in the 60s. And so I thought Joni would be an amazing voice to add to this book. And then they got back to me and they were like, "Okay, check back in with us in November." I never actually did check back in, but my editor, Jen Kroll at Greystone, sent an email, like, separate from me, asking whether they would be, you know, interested at all, I guess, in blurbing or writing a foreword. And they said yes, and we have a foreword, and we could, like, it's just, my mind is still melting, frankly, from the fact that we have a foreword by Joni Mitchell on an authorized biography of Buffy St. Marie. It's great.
Buffy, of course, famous as a singer-songwriter, her indigenous heritage. But for many TV viewers of a certain age, they will remember her for breastfeeding her son on Sesame Street. This is one of the anecdotes you get into in the book. How did that come about?
Well, she had already signed to Sesame Street when she found out she was pregnant with Cody. And she thought perhaps that they would, you know, say, "Oh, we don't want you anymore." And the opposite was true. They wanted her and they wanted Cody to be on the show. And so when she went to them and suggested, you know, how about we do this breastfeeding segment? Because she had personally, like, as soon as she was telling me after she gave birth, she sort of woke up in the hospital and there was this sort of like corporation that had left this giant gift basket or something of formula. And she was like, "Well, I haven't even tried breastfeeding," like, you know, and there was just this real push on her and a lot of other women, formula versus, you know, breast milk at the time. Obviously, these sort of wars are still going on between people. And she's like, "No, it's just there's an option. I want to try, you know, sort of this biological, natural way." And Sesame Street said, "Sure, go for it." And so they have this very, it's a very short segment. It's 1 minute long. But it's incredibly, you know, perfect. Like, just Big Bird is supposed to represent five-year-olds. He is curious about nursing. She explains what it is. That's it. It's so simple. It's not controversial. And yet it's still sort of held up as this landmark moment to this day. And I understand why.
Let's talk as well about Buffy's activism. Not an easy thing, especially in the era that she came up in, and even at the best of times. But as well, we learned that she came to find out that she'd been blacklisted for a time. And how did she find out? And second of all, who had blacklisted her?
So it was actually sometime in the 1980s when she was doing a radio interview, and the announcer or the interviewer actually said, "You know, I need to apologize for being complicit in your blacklisting. I suppressed your music." And she was floored. She had no idea what he was talking about. And then he produced stationery from, like, the White House stationery, congratulating him on joining in this, like, massive suppression of, you know, sort of troublemaker, agitator music. So it turns out she was blacklisted by two presidential administrations. And this was news to her. You know, she had put out her last record in 1976. People hadn't really been sort of listening. It seemed like it was really hard for her music to get traction anymore. She didn't really know why. She thought maybe people were just tired of her. She's always been very humble. She thought she was going to be a guest in the music industry. And 1976 rolled around and she figured, "Okay, my time's up. I'll just take a seat now. And then when she went back, and you know, 15, 16 years later, in 1991, released her comeback album. It was just a couple of years before that that she found out about the blacklisting. And so she'd really been put out of business in the U.S.
And just as a final thought, was there anything in your research of the book that you found that you didn't know about her before? Like, what was an aha moment for you in researching the book?
Well, I really hadn't known much about her childhood. I hadn't known much about sort of like the extent of her involvement in the American Indian movement and just being along for those rides. Hadn't known she'd been shot at protests, you know, by sort of like angry white vigilantes. You know, there were so many there's so many big things in Buffy's life that she has been involved in or adjacent to, or, you know, I didn't really know much about her third marriage and the extent of her experience with trauma. So those were all really sort of big revelations, I think, for me, and the first time she's really talked about a lot of those things on the record. So I think, and I was really grateful that she trusted me in that way, and that we could sort of make space for that to make the biography, I think, like a really empowering story for a lot of people who have shared and experienced that kind of childhood trauma and intimate partner violence.
Let's leave it there. The name of the book, Buffy St. Marie, the authorized biography. You are the author, Andrea Warner. Thanks so much for making the time.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.